Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life. Yeah, yeah.
Welcome to Good News in the Morning, sponsored by Good News Christian Ministries and broadcast weekly since 1999. Please visit our website, gncm.ca. Here you will find our history, podcasts, and introductions to the Ottawa pastors who deliver the good news to growing numbers of listeners worldwide. Do pray for them. And if you're able, please make it possible for us to continue these broadcasts with your financial gifts, which are tax-deductible in Canada. Feel free to send in questions and comments via the website, and be sure to share your good news if you have come to faith through listening.
Good morning. I'm your host today, Brian Wilkie of St. Andrew's Christian Church in Rockland. As we begin today, my prayer is that the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ would encourage and strengthen you today. Today, I want to thank the sponsor of the program, Lanark Baptist Church, for their financial support today. We hope that all our listeners find a good biblical church in which to worship, grow in faith, and encourage others, and serve the Lord. So thank you, Lanark Baptist Church, for your partnership in the gospel. Today, my scripture and my theme have to do with reasons to believe the gospel. And I'm going to read from the opening of the letter of Paul to the Romans, Romans chapter 1, beginning at verse 16, where Paul writes, "I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jew and then for the Gentile. For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, 'The righteous will live by faith.' Now the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness, since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God, nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal man, and birds, and animals, and reptiles." Paul goes on to speak about the state of humanity apart from the gospel, and through the book of Romans describes the gospel in just glorious terms, and it answers so many questions that we have about the way that God has redeemed us through Jesus Christ. So we'll get a further look at Paul's words here in a few moments. But first, I'd like you to hear the words of our Lord as in the prayer that he taught. And today it's going to be presented as sung by Glenn Campbell from his album, The Inspirational Collection. This is the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
The theme of my message today is going to be reasons to believe, but I'm sure that near the beginning of the scripture, it's easy to get struck by the word, the wrath of God. That phrase is something that is a very important phrase to Paul, to the scriptures, and to the gospel, but it needs to be understood very clearly that Paul writes that the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness. The godlessness and wickedness of people. His wrath is not against people, but against sin, against the evil which is being done. And the reason that Paul describes this this reaction of God is because people persist in acting against God's purposes, even though Paul says there's ample evidence that God has a good and gracious purpose. These days, we might question Paul's assumption if we've been listening to a lot of the dialogue that goes on in the media around us and in the world around us, where faith is treated as something that is sort of just randomly chosen. People believe what they're going to believe, and it's not based on reasons or based on evidence. But in fact, Paul precisely describes a faith which is based on evidence, based on reasons to believe. And he starts with the root being the evidence that comes from creation. He looks at the way that God has made the world and says, surely it's evident to all people that there is a creator. Surely it's evident that God's power and divine nature have been revealed in the glory and greatness of the universe that he has created. This is, to the ancient peoples, obvious. They believed that God created things, that there was a God. Now, they may not have believed in the God of Israel. They may have believed in an idol that they'd made. And so instead of glorifying the God who made things, they created their own gods and gave them credit for the things that God had done. But they knew that they weren't here by chance. They knew that they were seen, overseen by a divine power. Now, that should be obvious, Paul says, and yet today it may not seem obvious to you at all. For if you've been listening to much of the dialogue about science and about evolution and about cosmology, you may think that science has made it difficult to assert that God is a creator, that the universe required a creator. Well, good news. The more that science is learning about the universe in which we live, the more that we discover there's good reason to believe that God is behind the creation of the universe. I've been reading recently a very good book, and if you want to write down the name of the author, his name is Eric Metaxas. Metaxas, and his name will be in the transcript on the website when this program has been broadcast. The book by Eric Metaxas is called Miracles, and it simply describes what miracles are, how they happen, and how they can change your life. I've been very intrigued by some of the early chapters that talk about the arguments from cosmology, from the study of the stars and the whole history of the universe that shows how highly improbable it is that the universe exists by some chance. In fact, scientists know very well that the universe is not self-explanatory. There is nothing, in fact, as an older philosopher once said, science doesn't explain anything about the universe. It simply describes it. It describes how gravity affects objects as they move through space. But it is unable to tell us what exactly gravity is and explain the existence of gravity. We can describe further the particles and the fields that cause different forces to exist, but it doesn't explain how these laws of nature came into being, or how matter, which according to the laws of nature can neither be created nor destroyed, how that matter came into being in the first place. And so just through various scientific studies, it's been discovered that the universe is extraordinarily finely tuned, that the way that matter interacts and the laws which govern their interaction mean that any slight deviation from those principles would mean that nothing at all would exist. And certainly, once the universe exists, that if things weren't very carefully tuned in the universe, there would be no planets to support life. There would be no opportunity for life to come into being. It's worth reading further about this, and many authors are writing very good scientific accounts of how incredible the creation that God has made is, and how creation begs us to ask the question, who caused this to come into being? Do some look into that. Eric Metaxas or Hugh Ross or any number of other authors that are doing great studies in this. I was surprised and delighted to find that one of the great atheists of my early philosophical studies, Anthony Flew, when he looked at the complexity of the universe and the new things that science was finding out about it, he admitted that he had to abandon his atheism and accept that something, and perhaps he hadn't come to the place where he accepted that it was the God who, in Christ, reconciled the world to himself, but he knew that something, someone, had to have created this universe. It's my hope that if you pick up the book by Eric Metaxas or even other similar books like the book titled Miracles by C.S. Lewis, that you will find great reasons to understand that the Creator is evident in his creation. But what Paul describes in the book of Romans is a group of people who have turned away from the idea that God, in his eternal power and divine nature, they've turned away from that God and they've gone other ways. And they have become foolish, Paul says, and blinded to the reality. This is not a blindness that needs to be permanent. This is not an ignorance that needs to be willful. See, sometimes people don't believe something because they don't want to believe it. But even when we don't want to believe something, if there is enough reason to change our minds, we might grudgingly change our minds about it. In fact, that's what happened to the author I mentioned earlier, C.S. Lewis, when he was confronted by a friend with an account of the truth of the gospel, and he pondered it and investigated it, and he looked into it, and he says that on a train as he traveled from one city in Britain to another, somewhere along the way he grudgingly accepted that Jesus Christ was Lord and that God was God. So it's wonderful that there, with reasons to believe, we can come to see God in his reality and be redeemed by him and restored by him to our original purposes. In fact, if you've been to the theaters lately, I hope you've seen The Case for Christ, a movie about the conversion of Lee Strobel. It's a wonderful book which documents his studies, his investigation as a journalist into this strange idea of Christianity. At least it appeared strange to him when his wife became a Christian, and he wanted to convince her that that this couldn't be true. And he did his investigations and was grudgingly eventually coming to the point where he had to accept that the story of Jesus' resurrection was not some myth, but was in fact a very supportable claim to truth. Eventually, as he embraced the truth of God, he came to a great joy in knowing that he was loved and forgiven by his God. This is a great story, and it's told very well through the movie as well. So there are many places you can turn to encourage you in your faith and see that there are good reasons to believe. But perhaps you believe already, and what you need is to be able to express to people, as Paul says, the reason for the hope that is in you. Well, let's take a look at that in a bit more depth in a few moments. But first, let's listen to Mark Schultz as he sings a very familiar hymn about God's reaching out in his love, Amazing Grace. And this is from Mark's album, Hymns.
The promise that the Father made.
In the letter to the Romans, Paul begins by speaking about the arguments from creation that people ought to notice that there is a God. But creation itself doesn't tell us everything we need to know about God. Creation, as a miracle of God's handiwork, does speak about God. And God, through all his miracles, does speak to people about who he is, not merely doing miracles to solve this problem or that problem, not merely doing miracles to show off, but acting in the world to speak to you and me about his great love, his great purposes, and his great salvation in Jesus Christ. And the miracles that happened in Scripture are miracles given to the people of Israel for the whole earth, so that when we look at how God has been faithful to Israel, we can understand that he's a faithful God, that if we turn to him in confession and in faith, he will be faithful and just and forgive us our sins and grant to us eternal life through his Son, Jesus Christ. We see that through the testimony God has given about himself in the Scriptures. When he accompanied the words of Jesus, which spoke about God's love, with the acts of healing and deliverance and the miracles of his power over nature, he demonstrated through that evidence to the disciples that here was not a mere prophet, here was not just a kindly teacher, here was not just a human wise man or philosopher, but here was God's own Son, even speaking miraculously at Jesus' baptism and at his transfiguration, saying to the disciples, "This is my Son with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." Jesus was given all these signs to point to the truth of the salvation that would come through him. And throughout Scriptures, we see other signs given to the apostles so that others could know that the words they were speaking were true. And even today, we still see the evidence of God's love in the miracles that he works in our own lives. It's worth many, many more messages to talk about why not all prayers are answered. But praise be to God for the prayers that are answered. Praise be to God even when someone else's prayers are answered and we're given hope that the God who saw their need also sees us, and whether he heals us or sustains us, whether he delivers us in this life or into the next, we know that we have a God who greatly loves us and is doing all things for our good. There's good reason to believe in Jesus. Maybe you need to share your reasons with others so they can believe as well. Maybe you can tell others of how good God has been to you and in turn be encouraged by their testimony. That's part of our life as a church and part of our ministry here at Good News in the Morning, to be able to draw people to this wonderful good news and show them why they can believe and trust and hope in Jesus Christ. Let's now turn to him in prayer. Almighty God, help us to believe. Help us to understand and to examine and think upon the many things you've done to show us your goodness. Lord, turn us from darkness to light. Help us to see in this light all your glory. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, as the announcer closes today's broadcast, I once again want you to note that there's a change to our postal address. If you're sending in financial support or written comments, please use the new address. And I do want to thank again Lanark Baptist Church for their sponsorship of today's program. In a few moments after the announcer speaks the concluding words, I do want us to end our time together with a song that celebrates what our Maker can do in everyone who asks. This Creator, who has given us Jesus as our Savior, calls us to cry to him what this song expresses. The song is called "Create in Me a Clean Heart," and it's sung by the Wren Collection from an album wonderfully titled "The Art of Celebration."
Thank you for tuning in. If you've been blessed and encouraged, do tell your friends about this program, but the program on its own is not enough. Don't forget to join other Christians in worship in a church where the gospel is soundly proclaimed and where it is lived out with compassion, integrity, and resolve. We are so thankful for the donations on which we depend to keep us on the air week by week. We invite you, individuals and companies, to donate any amount, anytime, or to sponsor our programs on an annual basis. Please donate via our website or make a check out to Good News Christian Ministries and send it to Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, KOG1WO, Canada. Be part of the movement that is affecting lives worldwide. May you come to know Jesus Christ personally and profoundly. May the Holy Spirit reside deeply within your heart, and may you feel our Heavenly Father surrounding you with His constant, abiding, and accompanying love.
Create in me a clean, clean heart. Create in me a work of art. Create in me a miracle. Something real and something beautiful. Create in me a clean, clean heart. Create in me a work of art. Create in me a miracle. Something real and something beautiful.
In the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.